Welcome, welcome, welcome to Goat and Witness Podcast, where your faith gets a boost. I am your sister in Christ, Minister Miranda, and I am so elated to have you on today. I hope that you are well, and if you are not, just know that God can fix it. And I pray that by the end of this podcast, you feel boosted and encouraged. Pray with me really quick. God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for all things. Lord God, we just lay everything at your feet right now, everything that we can't handle, everything that we don't have the answers for, but we know that you do. God, we put all of our faith and trust in you. And Lord God, together we have enough faith to move whatever mountain needs to be moved, whatever prayer needs to be answered. Father God, we know that you are the deliverer. We know that you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide for us, God. You are the source of everything we need. And so, God, as we remind ourselves of that, we shall not worry. We bind up doubt and worry and replace it with more faith. Lord God, we declare this day blessed and we declare victory over the enemy. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, 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 we are still in season one. And this is episode number 3. I hope that you enjoyed episode number 2. I had a special guest on. I interviewed my brother Isaac, and he shared some of his triumphs through his troubles. And I hope that it blessed you all. For those who did get to tune in, if you did not, go back and watch the replay. It will bless you. There were some gems in there. And so today we are on episode 3. Share your faith story. Listen. While I'm talking, I want you to go ahead and start thinking about some things that God did, okay? While I'm talking, because I got a couple stories I want to share with y'all. So, I remember this lady at my old church, one of my old churches. Every year, her job would have a party, and she would get this lady that we knew that could really, really bake. She would get her to bake a cake for the party, and then she would take it to the party and tell everyone that she made it. So everybody at her job thought she can bake. All right, hold that story in your mind. Hold on to that story. We're gonna call her the imitation baker. All right, next story. This is true. All of these stories are true. I used to do hair. I was a cosmetologist. That was my first career. I wanted to be like my mom. She was the baddest cosmetologist. She can hook you up, honey. She used to have lines from here to... My mom wasn't no joke, all right? And so I used to help her in the salon when I get out of school, when I was in high school. And it inspired me. I wanted to do hair. So I already had the natural gift to do it. And I guess I just got it from her, and she got it from my grandmother. And so if I see a style, I could recreate it. And so I started doing my own hair. And when I would go places, I was not trying to promote myself, right? But my hair would look nice. And when I would go places, people would be like, oh my goodness, like who did your hair? I used to be like, me. And I didn't even know that I was promoting what I could do, you know, because I didn't think nothing of it. I was good at it. I did it. And people would be like, who did your hair? And then I started getting clients. People started following me home from school, getting their hair done, whatever. So I was sitting just meditating on the Lord, right? And out of the blue, he speaks to me. He said, who did it? And I was like, okay, Lord, what are you saying? Where are you going with this? And he took me in the scripture. So I went to John, the 9th chapter, and I read verses 8 through 11. And so this is where Jesus healed the blind man. Listen, y'all, this man was born blind. He had been blind his entire life. He just used to be walking around begging, and everybody in the area knew him as a beggar that couldn't see. And so Jesus healed him, put mud on his eyes, healed him. He could see, had never seen before in his life, and he could see. So when he went back and his neighbors and people that knew him saw this tremendous miracle that this man could now see who once was blind, they was like, who healed you? Who did it? They wanted to know who did it. And he told them there was a man named Jesus. Okay. That man was happy. He was amazed. He was now a believer because by God doing that for him, he knew then this man, he could do the impossible. And so I was thinking to myself, witnessing is a form of promoting, right? When we tell about God's goodness, right? And we share our faith story, we are promoting Jesus to other people. Entrepreneurs, people who have their own businesses, they have a service or a product that they think will be great for people. Or even if they don't think it'll be great and they're trying to make some money. But they try to make people listen. Hey, this, you need this. You need this hair grease, honey. It's going to make your hair shine. You need these vitamins. It's going to make you feel like you're 16. Whatever. Whatever they selling, they pushing the issue to make you feel like, hey, I need this in my life. They're promoting. And I have seen businesses grow from nothing. Simply from word of mouth, simply because this person bought the service or bought the product. They told this person about it, that person told somebody, and then they grew. Listen, lean in. What if we, all of us witnesses, you too, what if we came together and we start promoting Jesus and made him real big in the earth? Man. What good could that do for somebody that does not have hope? What good could that do for somebody who just about to give up? What good could that do for somebody who don't know or realize that there is a God who loves them unconditionally, who will give them the desires of their heart, who will give them a new name, who will erase their past? Woo! I just sold myself again. I just got reborn. Just based off of that, listen. We have to tell our faith story. We must promote Jesus. Okay? So that's one thing we need to work on. We're doing this together. We working together. Like I said, we're going to grow together. So we need to start sharing our faith story. We need to promote Jesus. Put that, write it down. We need to promote Jesus. So some of us have testimonies that we are not sharing. We either have forgotten about it. Because now we own something else now. God, I need you to do this for me. So we need to share the faith story. Moving on. Now, some of us are like the imitation baker. Either we have fooled ourselves into thinking that we the reason we got this stuff. We the reason for the blessings we got. We the reason that we didn't come this far. Maybe we fooled ourselves. We have just forgotten that it was the Lord who did it. And we don't want to be that, right? We don't want to be taking his glory saying, it is I'm the one who did this. I did this for myself. I did this. God gave you the ability to do what you're doing. God woke you up this morning. He woke you up. He kept you around. He opened the doors for you to be able to do what you're doing, okay? So we can never, ever take his glory. And so think about the good that we could do if we share our faith story. I want you to think about that. And I pray that this has encouraged you to share your faith story. I pray that this has encouraged you to think back to the things that God has done. I can think about so many things. Think about when he healed your body. Think about when he healed your grandmother or your aunt or your mother of cancer. Think about when he mended your broken home. Your family was at odds and now y'all brought back together in love and peace. And think about the job that he blessed you with that you weren't qualified for. I am sure food on your table when you didn't have it. You didn't know where it was going to come from. Bills paid. People coming and sowing into your bosom, just giving you what you needed from a simple prayer. God. And sometimes we don't even have to pray for it. He just does it. He'll send help to us. He's just a good daddy like that. But he does even more when we believe him and we ask. We his children. He want to do for us anyway. So when we go to him, be like, God, I need you. He want to run for you, okay? So be encouraged, be motivated to share your story. Who gave me hope when I felt like I couldn't go on? God did it. Who gave me the strength to climb the mountains that was put in front of me trying to raise my kids? God did that. God did that. Who healed all of my wounds from past hurts, childhood trauma? God did that. Who has given this little bitty lady unspeakable joy that people don't even understand why she's so happy all the time? God did it. And I am motivated. This shy person that really just loves to stay in her own little space, when it comes to Jesus, when it comes to the one who cares about me most, when it comes to the one that saved me from so many things, I'll talk about him. When it comes to him, I'm proud to tell the world that God loves me, that God saved me, and he can do the same for you. This faith talk, y'all, you got to talk to yourself sometimes. You got to talk to yourself sometimes. So my sister, my brother, God has brought you from some things, okay? He has done some things for you. Today, meditate on that. And while you are meditating, I pray that it stirs you up to share that story with somebody else. My prayer is that your day is blessed. My prayer is that this podcast has helped you in some way. Listen, go back and read John, the 9th chapter, starting at 8th verse, 8 through 11. It's a great story. Listen, when people see you changed around, and they know how you used to be, they gonna want to know how did that happen. Sometimes we witness to people without talking. Sometimes people just literally watch your life and they see where you came from. So they know something had to happen. And we can't take the credit for the things that God do, because the things that he does, we can't do. He has done so many things that I can't do. Even standing up, leading praise and worship every Sunday. Me by myself, I cannot do that. I'm too shy. I would be too much in my head thinking about the people. But it is the Lord who empowers me to just literally think about his goodness and just act like it's just me and him and just give him everything that's in my heart. Y'all, I want you to be encouraged. I don't want this podcast to be in vain. I gain nothing other than just seeing God's kingdom grow. Seeing my sisters and brothers be blessed, be free, knowing that God's word is working and that is spreading like wildfire is spreading. So if you haven't done this yet, like, share, and subscribe. Not for my benefit, but so that somebody else's faith can get a boost. And so somebody else can have community and have a support group where they can get encouraged and we can all connect, encourage each other, and share Jesus. As you go along your day, don't forget to go and witness. See you next time on the next episode. Bye.